This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now here's your host, Mark Shuttleworth.
It is Rock Talk. My name is Mark Shuttleworth, and joining us on the phone is Dr. Bob Cole of Rochester Regional Health. Dr. Cole, thank you for taking time to chat with us this morning.
Mark, it's my pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
I bet you are a really popular guy since it's vaccine season now. And Rochester Regional Health is playing such a key role in getting people vaccinated. So let's back up. Let's talk about the vaccine as a whole. What do we know about the vaccine, and why is it important everybody sign up for this?
Well, Mark, as you likely know, there are three vaccines that are currently available in the United States. The first is the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine. The second is the Moderna vaccine. And then the most recent addition is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, affectionately known as the J&J. I think it's incredibly important for everyone to receive a COVID vaccine because it's the most powerful tool we have to bring this pandemic to a conclusion.
Now, the development of this vaccine, it went really quickly. Now, have you ever seen anything like that before?
No, I've been in. I'm a family physician. I've been in practice for about 23 years now, and I've never seen vaccines developed at this pace. But I think it's a testament to the dollars and other resources that the federal government directed to pharmaceutical companies to get this done.
I can't imagine moving. So something like this would normally take, my understanding, is more along the lines of 4 or 5 years to do. And these amazing people got it done in, we're talking like 9 months, right?
Yeah, the pace of vaccine development was really, absolutely amazing. I'm confident, however, from everything that I've read, all of my conversations with peers, colleagues, that no corners have been cut. These are highly safe and effective vaccines. They use technologies that, while they haven't been used a lot in the last several years, have been present for the past 5 to 10 years.
Oh, all right. Well, there was, like you say, there was some doubt in some people's mind. Was it developed too quickly? But like you're saying, the technology has been there. They just kind of put it to use and were able to roll this through so quickly. But like you said, no corners cut as far as anybody knows.
Yeah, the platforms themselves existed previously. So the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine, as well as the Moderna vaccine, are what we call messenger RNA vaccines. The J&J vaccine is a disabled adenovirus vector vaccine. Again, a technology that's been around for some time, which allowed the pharmaceutical companies to adapt these platforms for use in combating COVID.
We're speaking with Dr. Bob Cole from Rochester Regional Health. I'm going to give you a website here. You can link to this off of our website. If you go to our website, legends1027.com, you can click on Rock Talk. You'll find information about this very program, and we'll put a link right there. But here's the address. It's a little long. It's rochesterregional.org/coronavirus-COVID-19/vaccine-clinic. And we'll give this address again several times during this program if you miss that. If you don't have access to a computer, it is important that you get this vaccine. Don't let your limited access to technology stop you from doing this. So they have a phone number for you as well, which is area code 585-922-8888. Now, I want to reiterate that if you have access to the internet, use the website. The phone number is primarily set up for folks who do not have access to the internet. So leave that number for those folks there. Now, the vaccine was developed, and then we got to the rollout stage, which is no small task. I mean, we're talking 330 million people in the country trying to get everybody vaccinated. So they set priorities, right? As far as we started out with older people and frontline workers. Is that how it played out?
Absolutely. So back in December, we rolled out the first vaccines across the country, and those were primarily for healthcare workers in high risk environments, as well as the elderly. I think we're all well aware of the impact of this pandemic on on the elderly, and particularly those who reside in long-term care environments.
And then as time progressed, they lowered the age. And I know that a couple of weeks ago, they enabled people who were over 30 to get it. And that was me. So I got my first vaccine this past Monday. And even since then, this past week, they lowered the age even more. Tell us about that.
Yeah, very exciting news. The governor's office, as well as the Department of Health, announced recently that effective this past Tuesday, the 6th of April, individuals 16 and 17 years of age would be eligible to receive the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, which is the only one of the three that are currently for individuals 16 and 17.
Excellent. Well, we're speaking with Dr. Bob Cole from Rochester Regional Health about the vaccine for the coronavirus, of course. Going to give you that website again here. It's rochesterregional.org/coronavirus-COVID-19/vaccine-clinic. And if you don't have access to the internet, there's a phone number they have set up for you, which is 585-922-8888. Again, the phone number is primarily for people who don't have access to the internet. So if you're age 16 or over, you can go online now. You can make an appointment to get a vaccine. What do you think, Dr. Cole, what's going to happen with people under the age of 16? Will there be able access to the vaccine for them? Do you think they won't need it? Because I know that the younger ages, a lot of times, it doesn't really have much of an impact on them.
Well, I'm aware that all three companies, Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, are either actively studying their vaccines in younger populations or plan to seek permission to study individuals in those age groups. And I've actually also recently read that Pfizer is hopeful, based on some of its preliminary studies, that they may be able to offer a dose of their vaccine to individuals as young as 12, perhaps by the fall of this year.
Oh, wow. It's remarkable. That really is incredible. So most of the vaccine, are they most of them, they're two shots, but is it the Johnson & Johnson one that is a one-shot deal? Am I correct on that?
That is correct. Okay. So the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine is a two-shot series. Both shots separated by 3 weeks. The Moderna vaccine, similarly, is a two-shot series, both shots separated by 4 weeks. And the Johnson & Johnson is affectionately known as one and done.
One and done. It's catchy. But all of them are very effective as far as testing results went. There's no, you know, one.
They are all really outstanding in their efficacy. Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines are both listed as being 95% effective. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is generally in the range of about 65 to 75% effective based on different clinical circumstances. They are all wildly effective.
Now, I know that we're not comparing coronavirus to the flu, but people get the flu vaccine. It's a vaccine that people get every year. Many people do. What is the effective rate of a standard flu flu shot compared to this?
Sure. I think that's a useful comparison. I think people can kind of wrap their heads around that comparison. In recent years, average flu shot efficacy has been generally in the range of 35 to 45 or 50%.
Wow. So this is remarkably more effective against the coronavirus.
Absolutely.
That is wonderful to hear. So we're speaking with Dr. Bob Cole of Rochester Regional Health about the vaccine, the coronavirus vaccine. So when people get vaccinated, they get the first shot. After the first shot, you are somewhat prepared against the COVID virus, right? From there, you do need the second shot, but you're off and running with that first shot. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Like many two dose vaccine series, 10 or 14 days after that first dose, you probably acquire somewhere in the range of 60 to 75% of your total immunity. that second dose really does act as a booster and kind of get you the rest of the way.
So what, when people get both their shots, they get the second shot. After the second shot, is it a couple of weeks for it to, you know, fully take effect?
Yeah, absolutely. The CDC, the FDA, the manufacturers themselves all state that you need to wait at least 2 weeks, you know, following completion of your vaccine series, either the second doses of Pfizer or Moderna, or you know, the one dose of the J&J, before you're considered fully immunized, fully vaccinated.
Okay. And are all vaccination places furnishing you with that card, the card that I have in my car that I'm afraid to lose?
I carry the same card in my wallet, and my understanding is that that all locations are providing a card. I guess I can't say that with 100%
certainty.
Sure. I certainly hope that's the case. I think that's an important piece of information that people need to hold on to.
And so what is your understanding? So once you've got that second shot, let's say, or the one and done, you're past that 2 weeks after that mark, what does that mean for you and how you can go about business, go about your life?
Yeah, I think it absolutely reduces one's personal risk for acquiring COVID-19. I think we've seen some recent changes, come out from the CDC and supported by the local Department of Health, indicating that people who are fully vaccinated can now mix and mingle with other individuals who are fully vaccinated in small group settings without the need for masks. I like to emphasize with my patients that you get the COVID-19 vaccine, not just to protect yourself, but also to protect, your parents, your grandparents, your siblings, your family and friends. And it's such a wonderful thing to do, again, not just for yourself, but for those you love.
Is there any reason anybody should not get this? I mean, I can't think of anything, but I'm just a disc jockey. I mean, is there any reason anybody should have any hesitation?
When you go to receive your vaccine, there will be a list of questions that you are asked to determine if there are any contraindications to receiving the vaccine. One of the early concerns was any history of anaphylactic reactions to other vaccines. I believe that continues to be a contraindication to receiving the COVID-19 vaccines. But as always, I guess I would say, if you have a question about your eligibility, it's a great idea to talk that through with your primary care physician. For some more complex questions, I've even had some success in referring patients to my allergy colleagues for assistance, and that's been a very helpful tool.
That's very interesting. I wouldn't necessarily have thought of that, but that is a great tip for listeners as well. We're speaking with Dr. Bob Cole from Rochester Regional Health. They've got a website for you. You can link to this website off of our website. Go to legends1027.com and look for Rock Talk. You'll find this episode, and you'll see a link there. But the website is rochesterregional.org/coronavirus-covid19/vaccine-clinic. And if you don't have access to the internet, they do have a phone number set up, but again, we ask that we reserve that phone number primarily for people who don't have internet access, not just out of convenience. Area code 585-922-8888. So originally, I know there was someone, everybody was trying to get their, get scheduled for the vaccine. There was a bit of a backlog. How do we look right now as far as supply of the vaccine, supply of locations? How is all that working out at this point, as far as you know?
As far as I know, in recent weeks, there's been good vaccine availability. The state's been receiving a healthy supply from the federal government. The state's been able to allocate that supply to regions of New York State, to the various counties. I think we're expecting a bit of a crunch now that 16, 17, year olds and young adults have been included. So it wouldn't surprise me if in the days and weeks ahead there are fewer available vaccination slots. But that shouldn't dissuade anyone from trying to get an appointment soon.
No, it's funny. I went on. I don't know if it's funny, but my wife went online to get me an appointment because she's a teacher. So she had hers done earlier. So she went online to get mine as soon as the bar dropped to 30 and I was over that hurdle. And she got me one. It was scheduled 2 months out was the earliest she could get me. I went online later that day and I found a different location, same vaccine, different location. And I was able to get in within a week. I think it was actually might have been exactly 7 days. So if you do fish around, then, of course, I canceled my first appointment. But if you shop around, if you search around on the Internet, you know, if you find one that's way out, keep looking. You might find one that is closer. And the sooner you can make your appointment, the sooner you get that first shot, that second shot. And then you pass that 2 week hurdle and, you know. We're well on our way. Speak just as we wrap things up here. Speak a little bit about herd immunity. What does that? How does that play into these numbers with people getting vaccinated?
Right. So we've all heard the term herd immunity, you know, many times over the past year. Essentially, that represents the level of vaccination that would be required in order to essentially prevent the spread of the disease, you know, in our community, in our communities. And we think that in order to reach the herd immunity, you know, levels, we'd have to see 70% to 80% of our population vaccinated. You know, right now, I think looking at some Monroe County data, a little over 37% of Monroe County residents have received at least one, you know, a vaccine dose. So we're you know moving in the right direction, but I think. You know, adding young adults and adolescents now, you know, again, ages 16 and 17 into the mix will help us move more quickly toward that herd immunity mark.
It makes a lot of sense. So your recommendation for people listening, they should check with their family members, perhaps, and friends, and maybe, you know, maybe ask, have you made your appointment? Are you vaccinated? And kind of, you know, encourage them to move toward that, maybe put a bug in their ear.
I think again, you know, vaccinating all adults and again now adolescents 16 and 17 eligible to receive the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine is a really important way for us to move, you know, back towards some semblance of normal, and that includes school and social activities and athletics and travel. These are all things that I think we're all craving, and if we convince one another to get vaccinated sooner than later, we'll get there sooner.
I couldn't agree more. And so you mentioned, so if anybody has any questions about this, they should contact their physician, or you mentioned their allergist, if they have an allergist, if that is some concern.
I think your primary care physician is an excellent resource. If your primary care physician isn't able to answer a question on your behalf, I'm sure she or he we'll find someone that can.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to give you the website one more time on the program here. It is rochesterregional.org/coronavirus-covid19/vaccine-clinic. And we will make that address available on our website. It is there right now at legends1027.com. So you can click right on that link and it will take you to that website. If you don't have access to the internet, I guess you won't be able to go to our website to get it. So let me give you the phone number that they've set up for you. It's 585-922-8888. Again, that number, 585-922-8888. We and our friends at Rochester Regional Health want to remove any obstacle we can think of that would stand between you and getting that vaccine. So please take advantage of the resources that Rochester Regional Health has made available to you, whether it's their website or whether it's that phone number again, 585-922-8888, that is set up for folks who don't have access to the internet. Dr. Cole, it is an absolute pleasure. Thank you for taking, I know you're probably swamped and you took out a few minutes of your time to chat with us on the radio today to pass along some very important information to our listeners on behalf of Rochester Regional Health. So Dr. Cole, we appreciate your time today.
Mark, it's been a pleasure. Have me back sometime.
Without question, we absolutely will. And we want to make this important note as well for 16 and 17 year olds who are looking to get vaccinated. they must be accompanied by a parent or guardian unless they are an emancipated minor. That is very important. 16 and 17-year-olds seeking the vaccination must be accompanied by a parent or guardian unless they are an emancipated minor.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ, a part of the DJRO Broadcasting Company.